A terrorist attack in the United Kingdom is a matter of when, not if. That's how London police put it earlier this year.
That doesn't mean the British government is giving up. It's engaged everyone from imams to school teachers in a program aimed at preventing radicalization. It's called Prevent, and it's the subject of this first report in a series about counter-radicalization in Europe. Here's NPR's Frank Langford.
It's Friday afternoon prayers at the Birmingham Central Mosque in the English Midlands. Imran Akhtar sets up a folding table outside where he lays out a variety of drug paraphernalia, including two syringes and a baggie full of a brown substance that looks like heroin. As prayers end, worshippers stop to chat, and Akhtar makes his pitch.
Well, we're here to kind of, you know, give advice and information. So it gives you an understanding of what products look like, first of all.
Akhtar's with Kick It Pathways, a nonprofit service that works with the government's Prevent program to tackle substance abuse and a related problem, radicalization. This year, Kick It mentored more than 60 people at risk of being radicalized. Mohammed Ashfaq, who runs Kick It, recalls counseling an unemployed heroin addict in his late 30s.
The individual started telling us that he was speaking to certain people that were preying on his vulnerability. And when we turned around and asked, well, like, what was that? And he would turn around and say, well, I was being told that all my life that this country was against me. And I was put on drugs by the system. And furthermore, the system is currently destroying Muslims.
Ashfaq says recruiters offered this solution.
Because he's never been accepted, and would he like to go to heaven and be forgiven for all his sins? It's something that he should be considering as being a martyr.
Ashfaq says Kick It provided the man drug and religious counseling. Today, he's clean and working in a restaurant. Kick It ran the case by the local Prevent leader, but protected the man's identity because he wasn't considered an immediate threat. This is one of Prevent's success stories, which rarely make the news. Last year, the government began requiring teachers to alert authorities if they sensed a student at risk. This is where Prevent has run into a lot of criticism.
The idea of preventing radicalization seems so simple. Why not have a teacher refer somebody if they think they're on that path?
Mikdad Versi is Assistant Secretary General of the Muslim Council of Britain.
But the reality is, if it's done in the wrong way, as it has been in so many places across the UK, it very well might cause the opposite effect of what was intended.
Versi says Prevent unfairly targets Muslims, and the government has done a lousy job training teachers, who, he says, can easily mistake something offensive, like an anti-Semitic joke, for something more sinister.
I know of an example of a young child who happens to be Muslim who accused a young Jewish child of trying to rule the world. That is completely and utterly unacceptable by any standard, but it's not a sign of radicalization. The only reason why it was treated as such was because he happened to be Muslim.
And so what happened to the kid?
It was one of those cases that was referred initially, but thrown out very early on.
Earlier this year, members of the National Teachers Union voted overwhelmingly for the government to scrap Prevent. They complained the program generated suspicion while yielding few results. All of this worries Pinnikin Patel, a Prevent coordinator in West London.
I am noticing nervousness from parents and individuals about Prevent.
Patel took me on a tour of North Kensington, where the ISIS executioner nicknamed Jihadi John grew up. Patel says criticisms of the program are exaggerated, and what he calls the anti-Prevent lobby is scaring people away.
If local communities and organizations start to believe, I'll be honest, the crap that comes out of the anti-lobby, then I'm worried about that, because that'll stop safeguarding work from happening.
I feel like Prevent has done a lot more good than harm in a lot of cases. I think it's just communicated badly.
Melanie Smith is a researcher with the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, a London think tank that combats extremism. Because of privacy concerns, Prevent hasn't shared a lot of its success stories.
They're not telling people, yes, your concerns are legitimate, but we're actually doing X, Y, Z. Look at these amazing case studies.
Without doing more to prove its value, Prevent will almost certainly continue to struggle to win over many of the people it hopes to help. Frank Langford, NPR News, Birmingham.